But I'd like, also like to thank the staff, and I would like to really thank the board members for spending 5 hours and 15 minutes of their time today, working through today's topics. Look forward to a positive and historical board meeting for tomorrow. My phone works if there's any questions. I'll be more rested up in the morning. I again apologize for the shortness, but it started this morning at 7:15 with the governor, at 9:45 with the governor, at 11 o'clock with Tom, and plus I have I have to make a living, so I just appreciate everybody's patience today. So, with that being said,
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I'm sorry. I did want to make some comments. This is Anna McKinnon. I wanted to thank the staff as well and the board members, but more than anything, I want to thank the good people of Alaska who care about issues and came out today to testify during our public hearing. Those items are of concern to all of us, and I think that I would hope that the board would come back tomorrow and give some assurances so that the general public knows the direction of some of the issues that the public raised so that we can have clarity and so that there is a greater understanding of the items that are before us and why we're having an emergency meeting. All of us know that there is a health crisis spanning across our world, and it is coming home to Alaska in greater numbers every day, and I think that our population is fearful of that. And I just want to highlight that the governor and his team are doing everything possible to work with the medical community and make sure that Alaskans are safe first and on the long term, looking long term at trying to make sure that as we pull out of the healthcare issue that we are focused on the economy and that ADA is used in the way it was intended to help support jobs in our great state. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Anna.
Yeah, and Dana, this is Bill. I just want to echo everybody else's. Appreciate for staff and the board. These are stressful times, and I'm glad to see we are working together to get through this.
Alan, on the staff side, what we would like to express is our thanks to the board and to the governor and staff and the input that we've been getting. What needs to be recognized, and I hope is recognized, is your constant attention to the welfare of Alaskans, our economy, and the workforce, and what it is that ADA can do to support that. And we really appreciate that focus and that attention for us and what we're doing.
Thanks, Ellen. Well, I'd like to make a particular shout-out to Sherry for helping today in dealing with a teleconference system that's stressed to the max, that by no fault of ADA or its staff, that we just deal with what we have. And hopefully tomorrow we can implore everybody they don't have anything on their phones besides them listening. That's if one or two people have what we had today, it's chaos. We can't hear anything in this boardroom. Tomorrow we'll make a point of that, Sherry.
This is Sherry, and I actually, while you guys were in executive session, posted on the website a request to the public to call me and provide me with their names in advance and let me know if they wanted to do public testimony tomorrow. And I would say that about 75% of the callers today did send me emails, and I do have their names, and they are starting to send in all their public comments, which are really interesting. You'll enjoy reading them.
All right. With that, Tom's on Brenda's phone. I assume he doesn't have a comment to say, and we've kind of talked through everything. I will take a motion for adjournment.
Motion to adjourn. This is Bill.
Is there any objection? Okay. Any